tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Everybody knows this song.
We're and this Christmas, baby, Merry Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're tuned into AfterBuzz TV for Black Jesus Season 2. I am your host, Bam Erickson, and I would like to introduce my panel.
Hi, I'm your girl, Janisha.
And the other fellas, they're not here, so you'll have to catch them next season, being that this was the finale. So, a very special Christmas. We were playing Donny Hathaway's very special Christmas, which is like, that's probably like one of the most popular Christmas songs ever.
Got me in the Christmas mood.
Yeah.
You know? I will say this, every time this time of year comes around, I just feel like this this warm feeling, you know? And I say every time you hear the carol, the music, the music, all of this stuff, it makes me feel super warm inside, you know?
I'm the Grinch. I don't feel that way.
No? You didn't feel that way for Thanksgiving? Nothing?
I don't eat Thanksgiving food.
No?
Mm-mm.
What did you do for Thanksgiving then?
I worked, I made money, and then I eat regular food.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's a bummer.
It is what it is, but Black Jesus. So, what's your overall thought of the finale episode?
It didn't do it for me.
No, and
so far throughout the show, I would say like the beginning it was a little slow for me.
Mm-hmm.
It picked up. You know, all the shows were hilarious. This one I think had more of a meaning behind of it, a message. But it was just a little slow for me. I don't know if maybe just because like it just was random to me in the sense that the story didn't really, well, throughout the season none of the shows actually flowed into each other, but just this one was just kind of like a totally separate just show. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
I get where you're coming from, but me being a TV aficionado, I know where they were going with this.
Okay.
They were really paying homage to what I call classic TV sitcoms, where when you look at when you look at shows from the 70s and 80s,
mm-hmm.
they always had some kind of Christmas episode. They always had some kind of Thanksgiving episode. And so for this, you know, Jefferson's, Good Times, The Cosby Show, Sanford and Son, they all would have Christmas episodes where it's dealing with certain things, where if someone was a Grinch or there's a flashback and so forth. So for me, I get where they were going only because I am a TV head and I like to watch those old, you know, classic shows. Or if you want to go to My Wife and Kids or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or even Blackish with the Thanksgiving episode. So I see where they were going with it as far as where they were going. So I think that's probably why it was not as funny
as the other episodes. So would you say it was a hit? Did you like this season finale?
I like the episode, but I wasn't laughing as much as I normally do. But there are certain things that I notice that I was paying attention. I was like, okay, that's Archie Bunker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was Don't Be a Menace. So I was able to watch from a different perspective rather than just laugh.
I will say this, though. I like that this episode focused on Jesus for once. You know, it's always about everyone else.
Yeah.
But this one, and of course, naturally, Christmas is, you know, Jesus' birthday. But I just like that this episode really focused on him and just kind of showed us that, you know, he too has his moments where, you know, he may not want to be who he is and be in the position that he is as the Lord. As God's son, but you know, it also shows us that, you know, he can also learn a message just like the rest of us, and God, you know, showed him that. So,
yeah,
I mean, we could dissect it a little more.
And
but,
so now let's dissect that. So the first person that Jesus, Black Jesus, runs into is Lloyd, who has now been kicked out of his apartment with his ex-best friend. and I like how whenever those two are at each other's throats, they really go at it. You know, oh, that punk. you know, my ex-best friend, you know, why he worrying about my ass, you know, wash your ass, wash your ass. Why don't you wash your ass? What, nigga, what you worrying about my ass? But Lloyd does make a point. Mm-hmm. Lloyd always thinks he always smells like shit.
So accept him.
So you can't put him out because now all of a sudden you don't like how I smell. So now you want to kick me out because I smell like shit. I always smell like shit.
He looks like he smells like shit. I'm sorry, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
So I'm team Lloyd on this one, but you knew something was coming because he was like, Jesus, hey, I got something for you. So then he offers him his leftover food.
Like there's nothing in a plate.
Which consisted in a styrofoam. It consisted of a piece of a hot dog.
Like this much of a piece of a hot dog.
The bun and some really cold-looking fries. Yeah. And he was like, have all you want. Just have all you want. And then he goes and gives them the list. And then this is what we know the episode's about, because Black Jesus is like, oh, here we go again. Yeah. It's my birthday. Why are you asking me for something?
I don't get anything on your birthday. And, yeah. You know, it's funny that he put it in that perspective, because it's true. I think most people have lost the meaning of Christmas and like the purpose of it. And now it's all about what am I getting? You know, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be about giving.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody wants to receive and get gifts, and we all have our long list of things that we want. Do you have a long list?
I don't.
I don't either. I don't really celebrate like the actual consumer Christmas. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't make lists and stuff like that. I haven't. Yeah. Anyway. No. and so now he's fed up. And so now he did mention that Christmas is about giving, but every year the takers always come out.
Of course.
And so now let's go to Black Jesus and now Miss Tootie. So Miss Tootie comes to the food truck and she comes over
with a big, mind you, it's a big box.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, Jesus got a gift.
The box is like this big. And Black Jesus opens the box. And it's like a nickel bag of weed.
Literally like a nickel bag of weed.
You have this big ass box. You couldn't give him a pound, a quarter, a hat. Like, she gives him a nickel bag of weed.
It was so funny. He was like, take your fucking ass weed. Yeah. Nobody want that. No, it was literally this much weed. Oh, boy. But yeah. Tootie's something else.
She is. And, of course, just as Lloyd wanted something, Mrs. Tootie wants something. So Mrs. Tootie wants Black Jesus to attend her Christmas party, mm-hmm. for her theme is nativity. Nativity is like a Christmas special where there's like a bunch of music and, you know, all these people play the characters of like Mary and Joseph and so forth. And so she wants Black Jesus to be himself so that she can charge and make money, which apparently she does every year because she had the pictures to take with Jesus last year.
$20 a head?
Yeah. $20 a head. Yep. And he's like, you know, I got all these people. They stank and they're all on his garb. So Black Jesus, now this is the second person that has come up to him. He's had it.
He's over it. Hates Christmas, and now he's really seeing again the same repetitive thing. Everyone's coming to him because they want something. Everybody wants to take. Mm-hmm. All right. So then who goes next? Trying to take?
Before that, did you notice how Jason came from the top mm-hmm. of the food truck? It was like he literally slid down from the food truck with his night bag or garment thing.
He didn't have on any shoes. Was he brushing his teeth?
And then he was brushing his teeth. What do you think is
I don't know. Something's up. And then he ends up, I mean, I'm probably jumping ahead, but he ends up by Fish's place. No shirt on. I don't know if you noticed that.
So do you think that's where he and Diane were smashing the night before?
I don't know.
Which is maybe why she...
No, because then she shows up with his mail. So I'm thinking, well, maybe he still doesn't live with Diane. He's probably staying with Jesus.
Or maybe he does stay there because Vic has the 2-nigga limit.
He has in there? Boonie with him?
So maybe Fish and Boonie, or maybe they trade off. So maybe he sleeps there. I don't know.
I don't know. But I found it to be weird that he was just walking in and out of the different scenes.
Yeah.
No shirt, then with a toothbrush. I didn't connect it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's up with that.
I'm not sure what that either.
And he doesn't say anything either. And, he just kind of just comes
and
in just,
and just he's just brushing his teeth. I didn't get that.
I didn't get it either. I don't know.
Except for maybe there's a bunk on top of the food truck.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they'll give us a tour of the food truck next season. Somebody asked that. Jimmy was like, I want to see them do more with the truck. Yeah. Remember he said that. So I don't know. Maybe next season we'll see that.
Yeah, I hope so too. Black Jesus and now Vic. Vic, have you noticed that there's a change in Vic? And this is maybe like the second or third episode where he's in dress clothes. And I hate to stereotype that anytime someone of color is in dress clothes that they're going to church.
But that's what he looks like he's doing. He looks like he's going to church.
But he does look like he's going to church.
He has a Bible in his hand.
Do you think that maybe he thinks he's been called to the ministry?
Well, I think, first of all, this episode specifically, I think it's Christmas and he's going to church like most, you know, people do on holidays or, you know, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, they go to church, you know, which we won't get too deep into that. But, I just think he was just going to church because it was Christmas Eve and, you know, that's, I guess, something that you do.
Yeah.
But I will also say that since that whole situation with, is it Beatrice?
Yeah. Bernadette.
Yeah. Where did I get Beatrice from? Excuse me. Bernadette. I think ever since that, he's like, you're going to hell. And then, you know, maybe he's trying to turn his life around.
Yeah.
I was still hoping to see him and Lloyd kind of get into that whole situation about Bernadette, but that didn't happen. So maybe next season.
Yeah. Well, he does. He does confront Black Jesus, calling him an Australian con man, and saying how he's got a message. He's got a message directly from the Lord.
Yeah.
And the message was, and the message
beware
was
fake prophets. Yeah. Something.
Beware the fake prophets. And so he was referencing Matthew. What is it? It's Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20 is what he was referencing. But I found it to be hilarious because he was mixing verses. He was kind of like adding his own twist of what the scripture was, which I think is very Vic-like.
Yes.
You know, it's like he used the beginning of the scripture and then he used the ending and then he just kind of put his own little twist
to make it sound exactly the way he wanted it to. That's funny because I think a lot of people tend to, you know, use the word in whatever way suits them.
Or they tend to, I believe the term is they tend to quote scriptures for their own doing.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so, it's funny because he tells Jesus, you're going to hell, basically, because you're a fake prophet. And it was so funny because Jesus was really excited to hear the word that his dad sent, you know, to Vic for him. And when he told him that, he was like, man, you a hater. Yeah. He is a hater. He hates Jesus.
He's totally a hater.
Yeah, he hates Jesus. So.
And he had the Bible. And it's Matthew 7, 15, verses 15 to 20 is what he was doing, not 5. Okay. So I thought that was another great scene, too, as well. But then he also references why he kicked Lloyd out, and he says that he kicked him out because
he's a degenerate,
you know, his work ethic is bad like his, and so you can tell that Vic is clearly on he's on a spiritual move right now. What do you think?
I'll give it to him. I'll say maybe he's just trying to, like, you know, start over and get his life right and make sure that, you know, he's around people that, you know, are a reflection of what he's trying to do with his life. So
But Vic doesn't have any friends. Lloyd's his only friend.
Maybe.
So do you think he should be friendless, or do you think he should stick with the one friend he has?
I mean, it's Lloyd. Lloyd smells. Yeah. I wouldn't want a smelly friend around me all the time. But I'm just saying. I don't know. I think Vic, I think, is just pretty much for himself at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not necessarily having a friend around. I think he'll be okay. I just don't think it's fair that he just decides when he wants to pick up Lloyd and not pick up Lloyd. Like, okay, we're cool today, we're not cool tomorrow. Yeah. Like, that's a little, like Lloyd says, you need to either accept me for who I am or don't accept me. And so, you know, that's my opinion on that.
I think Vic and Lloyd are both selfish and they're both for themselves. So I think it's not a shocker when Vic decides to kick Lloyd out. He's like, okay, he's fine with it because I think he knows at some point that he's going to do something in order to get back into the house.
So they have like a real like love-hate relationship, like brothers, if anything. Like, okay, I get it. So, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think Lloyd just needs to go take a shower. Please, Lloyd, go take a shower.
I'm going to, I think he's true to himself. And I think if he does not want to bathe, mm-hmm. then don't bathe.
Don't bathe.
I know that's crazy, right?
Would that
right?
be your friend, the smelly yeah. friend?
I'm trying to think. Do I have a friend? This equates to bad breath.
See, well.
Do you have a friend that just has really bad breath?
No, I'll tell them. I'm like, listen, we got to do something about it.
I had a friend that had bad breath, but he claimed that it has something to do with his taste buds and that he went to the doctor and his odor is that way because of something with his taste buds, but he notoriously had bad breath.
Like halitosis?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Okay, I mean, I could deal with bad breath versus yeah. like you just totally stink all yeah. the time and then you want to lay up on my couch, you know, like all over the place. No, go bathe. Like, we have running water. Go take a shower. Like, no. You know, that to me, that's a little different. Now, someone who has like a medical condition, mm-hmm. like, I mean, you don't love the person for who they are, and that's what comes with it. I'll deal with that. Mm-hmm. But if you're purposely just not taking a shower, we have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a problem. Yeah.
Okay, I can see your point. Black Jesus is with his disciples at the house, and so now he's again expressing his frustration about how he is sick and tired of everybody always wanting, and not giving.
I actually like that scene mm-hmm. because I think his friends show him that we're here for you. Like, I hear what you're going through and you don't like it, but we remember you. One had a happy birthday Jesus shirt, Boonie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, they had the big joint for him. Like,
it was like a huge joint.
It was huge. Yeah. And, like, all of that just kind of showed me, like, hey, they're thinking about you and they're considerate of your feelings, you know, but they want you to take the edge off. Let's just have fun and turn up. Like, I thought that was a really cool scene. And I think at that point, you know, for Jesus to keep ranting and raving about the situation, to me, was just kind of like, well, you know.
So you think he was overreacting?
Yeah, at some point, I do think he was. Especially in the mall scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he kind of went over the top. But I think the security kind of pushed him to the edge, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I agree, but I'm going to disagree with you just because.
Just because.
Because
you're Bam, yeah, okay.
Because I'm Bam. No, imagine mm-hmm. you... Let's take you for example. You are a beauty queen. And so you have... Oh, sorry. Yeah, she's a beauty queen. You're a beauty queen. And uh-huh. so you... Because of what you represent, mm-hmm. there's people coming at you all the time for stuff. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, sometimes you get fed up with the fact of people perceiving you a certain way because you're pretty or they want certain things. And sure. and sometimes you just want to probably tell people to F off.
Okay, so then in that, when you put it that way, I get where you're coming yeah. from. So I do. Okay, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I agree with Jesus. I think people need to back off. You know, like Lloyd said, I've been really good. And then boom, he gives a list. So I think that.
Dabe.
Right, dabe. I think he has a good point, and I think people should basically, you know, back off.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I do agree with the yeah. whole holiday. I think, again, people have totally lost the purpose of it. And so I could see why Jesus would be upset. Mm-hmm. And also the fact that he mentioned, I don't get gifts on all y'all birthday. Why yeah. are y'all getting gifts on my birthday? Yeah. So I get it. I get yeah. it.
And just one other point I just want to throw in. Of all those people, how many people once said, happy birthday?
Just, I would say probably just Boonie and Fish.
Yeah.
And Jason didn't say much, but yeah. he was in the room.
So, something that I noticed with this episode, did you notice how, or actually this is an ongoing thing, anytime that Black Jesus comes in, how when Jason sits in his seat, he makes him get up, and he gets up, and he goes and sits into the chair?
Wait, when Jason sits in Jesus?
Yeah, whenever Black Jesus comes to the house, Jason is always sitting in the in the chair.
Oh.
Like a reclining chair.
I miss that.
And then he makes him get up.
I totally missed that.
You okay. Have you ever heard of a show called All in the Family with Archie Bunker?
No.
And George Jefferson? It's an old show. It's like one of the it was like the number one show of the 70s. But anyway, mm-hmm. Archie had a chair mm-hmm. that no one was ever allowed to sit in. And so anytime someone sat in his chair, he made them get up. So okay. I saw the reference for where they were going with that.
But that's funny because like most of us like in households where you have like, you know, your dad figure, like it's a traditional type of family home. Usually your dad is the one that comes in the home and is like, or you're like a grandfather figure mm-hmm. or something. It's like, you know, get up out the recline. This is my chair. And you just do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be something that's, I guess, reminiscent of like a 70s sitcom or so forth. Yeah. I missed it though. I got to look out for it.
There's a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. And so Jason goes, he goes to answer the door, and it's Diane who comes to bring mail that he keeps getting at the house, although they haven't lived there. He hasn't lived there in some time. Okay, question.
Answer. Go ahead.
Should Jason be with Diane?
Yes. Okay. Don't even finish. Yes. This is your woman. Why are you not with spending time with her on Christmas? You are always with your boys. Go spend some time with your girl.
Are they technically still together? Because remember, he broke up with her before they had the chance to get back together. But after they slept
in his bed mail still going by her house, they still together. Mm-hmm. Yes, he needs to go spend time with her. And then not only that, Jesus made the valid point last time. You need to stay, go after her. That's a good girl, blah, blah, blah. We discussed this. So, like, why is she spending the holiday by herself? Now, in a situation like that, right? And I'm just bringing it to, like, a real-life scenario. That's where a girl like that, who's not getting the attention she needs from her man or the guy that she's trying to be with, you know, goes out and ends up with some other loser or some nonsense. And then now he want to be crying and upset because he lost a good girl, right? So just, you have an opportunity. She's bringing you mail, dude. Like, she obviously has nothing better to do. She's thinking about you. Go spend some time with her. And then Jesus tells him, go spend time with her. And he's like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to check on her later. What the heck is that?
I wish I can disagree with you for the sake of, but I cannot disagree with you.
I don't
understand why Jason
want to be up all up under the fellas.
Want to be at home with a bunch of dudes when you have a girl. You could cook her some food from the food truck. If you don't have any money to get her a present, Diane is the kind of girl, she's not tripping.
She just wants some love and affection.
She just wants some love and affection, and then you can cook her something. That kind of bothered me that he'd rather be in a house full of, you know what I want to say?
I know what you want to say.
I mean, Jason.
Come on. Like, seriously. And the crazy thing about it, he's a bum dude. At the end of the day, that's what he is. He doesn't have a job. Like, he's just chilling. He's always in the truck with Jesus. And so the fact that she still accepts him and still wants to be with him and loves him. I mean, even though she tells him about himself all the time.
Is Jason really a bum dude, being that he's working for the law? You're not buying it? No. He works at the food truck. He gives away free food. You're not having it? No. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not having it. No. 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 He needs to get his life right. Even Jesus. So if you're working for the Lord and the Lord is telling you, you need to get your life right and your girl is right, we bums, we're not doing anything, we need to get jobs, then you are a bum dude. You know, I mean, I still believe in their relationship. Mm-hmm. I just think that Jason doesn't put enough effort. And I feel like Diane does all that she needs to do, like in terms of she has a job, she has her life together, and she still reaches out to him, and he's still not doing his part. That bothers me. I think I mentioned it last week. You know, maybe he's just not that into her because he doesn't show affection when she's talking or when it looks like she's messing with other guys. He doesn't give you any reaction with the situation with Booney or the situation with Lloyd. And even like this, like, oh, it's Christmas. Oh, it's okay. I'll check up with her later.
I think she should.
Just leave him alone?
I think she should leave him alone and go get with another dude.
Hopefully, season 3, we see that. She had a nice, boyfriend, got his stuff together.
Something that she says, and she said it in both English and Spanish. She says, have fun kicking it. And he says, have fun shooting people.
Yeah.
For me, that would have been the final straw.
I'm like, dude, I see you. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like how he treats her. Especially because she, like, again, she's a good girl. She has her stuff together and she tries. It's not like she doesn't try. She tries.
Yeah.
I just don't think he does enough, so.
Agree. So I think we are both in agreement that she needs to drop his ass.
Yeah, dump him.
Yeah. okay, let's go to Black Jesus now. He's at the swap meet with Booney and Maggie. I've recognized that swap meet. I think that's was shot in North Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, the one on for LA fans. There's a swap meet on Lancashire and Sherman Way, but I think that's where it's at.
I've never been. I gotta check it out. Okay.
You don't seem like the swap meet type of girl.
No, I mean, I might go, like, my mom used to do that stuff when I was younger. Just
not
going,
trying, you know, yeah. I'm not trying to put you on. I'm just saying. But anyway, they were at the swap meet.
Beauty queen.
I'm just saying, you know, it's just, there's a kid that comes by and he's like, Black Jesus, you know, he's giving his list and he's like, listen.
What did Jesus tell him?
He said, your dad is an alcoholic. Your mom is this. Don't worry about... He's like, you don't need to worry about no gifts. You need to worry about your drunk ass dad.
That was so mean.
That was mean.
I was like, damn, Jesus, that was terrible.
That was terrible.
That was terrible. But, I mean, sometimes you need that harsh reality.
It was mean, but I thought the kid deserved it. I'm sorry, I did. I think he deserved it.
It was so mean. Yeah, no, I guess Jesus was in a bad mood, yo. Like, he was in a real bad mood.
He was in a really, really bad mood. Yeah. And then once you saw the whole display of, like, you know, Jesus in a manger and where the kids come and take pictures.
And Santa Claus. He was like, F Santa Claus.
He's like, F Santa Claus. And he literally just loses it. Mm-hmm. He loses it. He starts kicking and pushing stuff around. And he's like, I'm tired of this. And then the security guard comes.
Well, before that, the security comes and tells him that he's what? He's...
Oh, he says that
he's too agitated and too black.
Yeah, right, you're now? Too agitated and too black. What the fuck? I'm sorry. What does that mean?
I don't know, because the security guy was black too. Yeah. So I was like, wait, what? Yeah. You know, black people, we get a little aggressive sometimes.
I didn't like that comment though. I did not. I didn't like it. I was literally, when he said that, I'm like, what the f? What does that mean?
What does that mean? You see, they don't even be black.
Because I said, what does that mean? That mean, so white people don't say that?
No, they do, but it just, for some strange reason, this is gonna sound so messed up. It always sounds somewhat polite though. when white people get angry and argue in public, we're just really aggressive and like assertive, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful and powerful mm-hmm. as black people, but I don't know.
Okay. I can be very upset in a very calm manner too.
True, yeah. True. So I guess it depends on the set. I don't think that Jesus at that point was too agitated and too black.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means, like you said, but I don't think he was. He was just talking to Maggie and Booney and expressing himself. The security was just feeling himself. That's what it was.
What do you call it? The fake cop or RoboCop? What do they call the fake security guards? There's a term that they call them, but that's pretty much what he was doing. He was trying to throw his weight around.
Yeah. He was fooling himself with his whistle and his baton. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Black Jesus saying he literally tears everything
you
up.
You want to see too black and too agitated?
He tears.
I got you too black. Yeah.
He tears everything up. He's kicking boxes and everything, and the security guard grabs him, and then eventually he falls and he hits his head, and boom, he's out for the count.
He wakes up as Freddy Bethlehem.
Yes, born on December 25th. Mm-hmm. And he gets out and he realizes that God has granted his wish. He is no longer Jesus. He's no longer the Son of God.
It was funny when he was praying, he was saying something about my resplendent and illustrious name. Oh, he was going in.
Yeah, he was going in. Like, I think he felt like he had like a good sleep and he had woke up.
Yeah.
And he kind of like got over not realizing that, like, no, you literally slept yourself into a whole new life.
Yeah. What, you know, what was funny? What I noticed right off top from when he got out of the hospital, I think it was the first time I've seen Jesus this entire season in regular street clothes. Like, that was so interesting for me.
That's a good point. And we didn't see Black Jesus in street clothes until season one of the finale, when he had the afro and he had on the Hawaiian shirt.
So, you know, this time too, all the way to the end, the finale. The finale
is when we see him out of his
normal garb.
His garb.
Yeah. It was interesting to see him. He's tall. He's so tall. Slinky tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool to see. But yeah, like, he didn't realize, like you said, that he woke up in an entirely new situation. Mm-hmm. This is a whole new life. You're now Freddy Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes and sees Lloyd, or he thinks it's Lloyd.
Like, Lloyd!
And he goes and, you know, wakes Lloyd up from his nap.
Oh, he woke up Jason.
And it's Jason.
Yeah.
I loved how all the characters reversed.
Yeah, yeah.
As if when something happens, you know, you never know.
It's like a domino effect.
It's like a domino effect, you know. Someone goes one path and they're introduced to somebody, and then boom, they totally go a different way. And I think that's where they were really showing, is that, you know, if you don't maybe have your life together or something, or if you decide to just literally just make a left turn somewhere, it can totally change your life.
Yeah.
And so now Jason is homeless.
Jason's homeless, and that was funny. And then we see Lloyd, who's supposed to be homeless.
Now he's really Vic.
First of all, let's talk about those cornrows. What was that? Yeah, no, that was terrible.
But wait, the cornrows. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the cornrows, they look so they were so tiny, and they look so tight.
They were so thin, and like, oh, I don't know. He looked like, no, it didn't look right.
It was crazy, because it's like, you know good and well, as big as his head is, there's no way that those little ass braids, once he takes the braids out, there's no way that he would have a full head of hair.
Yeah, I think they had to have purposely done that, because if they had actually used hair, because you could tell they used, like, you know, the braiding hair to, but.
Have you ever seen someone who's like of an older age
trying to braid their hair,
and they're like kind of holding on to the last piece that they had. I take it that that's what Lloyd was doing, where
thin like sin. That's what that looked like. Yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible. But he's now Vic. He's the apartment manager. Mm-hmm. He's now controlling things. And the guy who played the doctor was also the UPS man who went to deliver the package over to the building that Lloyd is managing. Mm-hmm. And
Jesus called it. He's like, you're an angel.
So, yeah, he was the angel.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually wanted to touch on that, because we find out the same angel, Terry, ends up being numerous people throughout.
He was a paparazzi. He was, he played he was there for everything. For everything. So, he totally was the angel.
Yeah.
And so after that, we see Lloyd in the house, where he kind of has, kind of almost like a stalker.
Very, very creepy.
a very stalker poster board of all Vic's sightings, because Vic is now the city mayor of Compton.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, it's interesting, because now Lloyd is playing Vic.
Yeah.
And we always see Vic being obsessive and, like, just really, like, you know, always thinks everything is a conspiracy when it comes to Jesus and all of this stuff. So now we see Lloyd in that position, but now his target is Vic.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting to see that change, you know, the shift in, I guess, in characters. And then not only that, we see Lloyd treat Jason like crap.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, because Lloyd, that's normally
you. That's normally Lloyd.
Yeah. So.
And I thought that was funny how the angel said to Black Jesus, in reference to how did Lloyd get himself out of the slump, he said he stayed out of the race. He's now a bitter old man, mm-hmm. because you weren't there to help him. Mm-hmm. Which I found to be interesting, because without the help of God, he's not homeless.
Yeah, but then it kind of shows you that, you know, as a homeless person, his personality and the person that he was is just probably overall just a better person than, you know,
than him being the bitter old man.
The bitter old man who's now, you know, crazy and wants to kill people, over here plotting to kill Vic.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of interesting that just because somebody may be in what we see as an unfortunate situation, you know, personality-wise, it probably makes him a better person to deal with, you know? So it's interesting to see.
Yeah, money does not make you.
Yeah.
And, you know, there could be people who are simply middle class, or maybe, you know, they don't make a lot of money, but they're truly happy.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perspective. That's interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting perspective. Now, Vic is a mayor. Mm-hmm. He's married to Miss Tootie. Miss Tootie does not smoke weed, but she's an alcoholic.
Because Jesus couldn't introduce weed to her. Yeah. It's funny. I like how they kind of made it look like, I guess, alcohol is way worse than weed and smoking weed.
And Miss Tootie looked bad.
Yeah.
She looked really bad. She looked like a drunk.
Yeah, she played that really well.
She played that. What up, Angela? Shout out to you. Good job. And because she's an alcoholic, she's not introduced to weed. Mm-hmm. When Booney comes with his girlfriend, Maggie... Did you notice how Booney and Maggie looked like? I'm trying to think of like Fat Joe.
Oh, like a rapper,
Big Pun,
and his big booty girl. Yeah. First of all, her booty was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was ridiculous. But
he had to go chained. He had the big puffy coat like he was in New York, but they're in Compton.
Yeah.
Looking like a rapper. I thought that was pretty funny.
Not to mention that that she was also really girly. She's normally like a little more street, you know, with like a hoodie and like boots and so forth. She was like really girly.
She's very girly. Yeah. And the two of them were together. And Miss Tootie finds out that Boonie, mm-hmm. who's still at home with his mother and his stepdad.
Puffing in that stuff.
She found a weed. She mm-hmm. found a blunt in his room. And so Vic whips.
Why? First of all, what is up with that? Why is Vic whooping a grown man with a belt? Like, that scene was hilarious. I was dying.
It was. And you notice how, although Vic is the man, he's the mayor, Vic's character
is still Vic.
Is still Vic.
Yeah.
Boonie is still Boonie. Uh-huh. Mac is a little bit different. Tootie's character is different. Mm-hmm. But Vic's character is still the same. He's still pretty much the same ass.
Yeah, I agree. I think he was the only one that really, really stayed true to character. And Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diane didn't change. That's to kind of show you that, like, her life is still pretty together.
Yeah, together.
Yeah.
But rather than her be a cop now, she's top security.
Security,
top
whatever.
Security for mm-hmm. the mayor.
Which, and she's with Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, Freddie.
Yeah.
But
and I was going to say, now, what do you think about that? Because they were in a relationship. So do you think it's one of those things where she couldn't wait around for Jason, so she moved forth with someone else?
I think if the situation where he wasn't Jesus, mm-hmm. then, you know, maybe that opportunity to even be with Jason wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that her, like, the person of interest that she was with would have been, well, Freddie, not Jesus, Freddie. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. But I think for Diane, I think the biggest thing with Diane is I think she chooses the wrong men.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, like most women who are probably in a position, a better position than a guy, and, you know, you see somebody with potential, mm-hmm. you always want to pick up these projects to try and fix the situation or fix the guy.
Stop trying to fix this.
I agree. I'm not trying to fix nobody, by the way. But no, I'm just saying, a lot of women do that. You know, they see potential in a guy, and they feel like they can, you know,
build him up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when a lot of times what happens after that is the guy, you know,
they turn up like Jason and Freddy.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And so now there's two other scenes. So now they're at the city walk where Vic is giving his big presentation. Mm-hmm. And so there's this big shootout where Loy comes with the hoodie. You could still see the cornrows sticking out of his hood. And the angel mm-hmm. tells Black Jesus mm-hmm. what's going on.
Yeah, he basically warns him, like, yo, they're about to take out Vic.
Yeah.
Like, well, Lloyd's about to take out Vic. And so, you know, they go there trying to prevent it. But it's funny, almost everyone dies in this scene.
Yeah, he does. But speaking of dead, Fish is dead.
Yeah, we forgot about, like,
he died. Black Jesus, it alluded to Black Jesus killed him because he was selling burnt DVDs.
And the police killed him for burnt DVDs.
Yeah. Or was it the police?
Yeah, the police killed him for the burnt DVDs. It was just that Jesus wasn't there to keep him out of trouble.
Out of trouble.
I just don't see why police officers would be shooting mm-hmm. somebody for some burned DVDs. Like,
oh, I know where they were going with that.
Yeah, I know.
They were clearly making a point with the fact of
how petty these crimes are
yeah. With minorities. And I'm not going to say just blacks, but minorities. Mm-hmm. Okay. The shootout. So Vic and Vic and Lloyd shoot each other. They're gone.
Wait, before that, let's talk about the fact that Vic is banning weed in all of Compton. Yeah. He wants to ban weed, and then he was even talking about how people, you know, are spending their money on buying chips because mm-hmm. they got the munchies. Did you hear that
I
part?
Did.
That was so funny. But
Did you see a parallel to his political beliefs? Although I know they shot this back around maybe June, mm-hmm. but I saw a lot of parallels to Vic, to a lot of
the political issues right now.
Yeah, and a lot of, you know, candidates. So I thought that was interesting of how he was such a one of those people who likes to kind of throw rocks and hide their hands.
Yeah,
thought that was interesting of how he was so against a lot of things, but his character is not the, the best. He's not the most honest person.
He's not the most honest person. But yeah. I guess in that specific situation, he's a different person now. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe he's not the Lloyd, the character that he plays, you know, normally throughout the season. That's not normally him in this specific situation. And so that's probably why he's like, you know, like, let's ban all the weed and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I like how he kind of like put his own stepson on blast. Though.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I mean, but I just thought it was funny that, you know, he's like, yeah, we're banning weed in all of Compton. And, you know, so people don't spend their hard working money to buy chips because they got the munchies. Yeah, that was funny. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this death scene.
And so now he wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
He realizes that, I'm sorry, we have to go back. When he found out that Fitch was dead, he goes and finds a piece of jewel that he used to have around his head, and that
is it. Like, it looks like the, like, supposed to replicate, like, a replica of like a thorn head. I mean, a thorn headpiece or something like that.
That's what I took it to be as well. And so when he saw that, that kind of connected him back with with his father, or Pops as he calls it.
Yeah. And he's like, thank you, Pops. Yeah.
And then he wakes up from the dream. He wakes up from the dream, and he realizes it's a dream because he asked Boonie and Mag were they together.
She was like,
and
ew.
She was like, here. And he was like, well, you know, I tried to offer her money, but she still said no. And the two final scenes is where now he's kind of has a revelation of what actually Christmas means. And Mrs. Tootie is having the party. They're all there having a really good time. Vic invites Lloyd back up into the house.
Yeah.
We'll get to the very last scene at the very beginning, but what did you think about the overall message of like Jesus?
I think it was a great message. I think a lot of times we forget how good your situation, you always kind of dwell on the bad things or the bad situations that you're in, and it, a lot of it is temporary, and then just you forget the overall big picture, which is that things aren't bad and you're blessed. Yeah. A lot of times you're blessed, you have great people around you, family, friends, and so forth, and sometimes you just need a reminder, and I think this episode was that reminder, you know, not just for Jesus, but for all of us, that, you know, like, we all have, like, most of us have, like, blessings, and you have to be grateful for the things that you do have, the people that you do have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was good in that aspect. Like, I'm happy that that message was sent.
I agree. And Black Jesus says that what matters most is me, Jesus Christ. But as much as I love me even more. That's what Christmas is all about. I also
And F Santa Claus.
And forget Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Another point to just add on to yours, I think another message for me was to realize that sometimes don't make it all about me, I'm first. Think about others, you know, be more giving. And when it comes time for the holidays, it shouldn't always be about you, because that's what kind of fed him up. Is that people were always, everything was always me, I'm first.
But so technically he was doing the same thing, even though it's his birthday. Yeah. He was doing the same thing, you know? Like, what about me? But you're Jesus Christ, you know?
No, very true. No, I get what you're saying. But for me, it just made me realize that sometimes put others first instead of me.
Okay.
Is my point, is what I took from it. And to realize that sometimes everything is going to be okay.
Yeah. And also, too, just because somebody, you know, may have it or is supposed to have it all together, like Jesus Christ, for instance, you know, sometimes they need that love, that affection, that attention, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, oftentimes people who may seem like they have their lives together, we forget to check in on them or find out if they're okay. And, you know, so that's also a good message that comes from that, too.
And sometimes people are human.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are human, and sometimes they simply are fed up with a lot of stuff. And sometimes they have to have a moment where they vent, they have to let it out. You have to let it out. And then you get over yourself, and then you realize what's more important.
Yeah.
The final moment is when you hear the voiceover of Black Jesus speaking. Then we see Diane and Jason kissing over the mistletoe.
Yeah.
Which is a great holiday tradition. Anytime you say mistletoe, you know, you're supposed to kiss.
Have you ever kissed under a mistletoe? Oh, am I putting you on the spot right now? I mean, I haven't.
I actually, no, I have not.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if I know.
Well, actually, I take that back. When I was in high school, I used to have a mistletoe, and I used to run around
kissing girls.
You know, mistletoe. So yeah, but as an adult,
no,
I have not.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I think New Year's kisses are to me a little more traditional than the mistletoe. But that's just me. I'm so good at getting off topic. Yeah. But so, yeah,
I actually did not like the fact that they get back together at the end.
You just really want her to dump him, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad at you. He's not good. But maybe after this, you know, this episode and, you know, with the whole Jesus thing, maybe he's realized that, you know.
But then again, it was Christmas, and so he was not at the party with Mrs. Tootie. He changed his mind.
And he was to be with his girl. So maybe he learned a lesson. I'll give him that much, at least. It's, and you know what? New Year's is coming. Maybe he'll get his life in order for his New Year's resolution, so...
Okay, maybe I'll change. Yeah, I'll change my mind.
We'll see in the third season.
We'll see in the third season. But in the meantime, there's no predictions.
No.
Or do you have a prediction for season three?
No, because I'm not sure if they're going to come back with the same storyline in a sense. Probably not. Yeah. But, you know, I am excited for it. To me, overall, this was a great season.
Yeah.
It was, very hilarious. And I had a good time watching it. So yeah. I'm excited for season three. I want to say good job to everyone on the cast. I think they did an amazing job. So.
And I also want to say just thank you to, we do watch that. I also want to say thank you to the cast and crew members who have come or called or, you know, have... just helped us out in so much for coming to the show and so forth. And thank you for the gifts that we got. We got t-shirts and sweatshirts.
And the bobblehead.
Yeah, the bobblehead. So we want to thank Adult Swim for a great season. And congratulations to you guys.
Yes.
It's been a very successful season two. The ratings have been great. And we know you guys will be back for season three. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Let everyone know where you could be found on social media.
You guys can find me on all social media at Janisha_MissVI. And again, happy holiday season. Season's greetings to everyone.
And you can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next year. Black Jesus, Season 3, AfterBuzz TV. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.